Marta, Marta, Gamboa, Gamboa. 12/14/59, 11/14/25, 65-year-old woman works for Walmart, has worked for Walmart for 37 years, has been divorced for 25 years. She's dating her ex-husband at this time. She does smoke. She wants to quit and has tried different methods to quit but hasn't been very successful. She drinks very little, period. She comes in with 5 days history of sore throat, fever, cough, headache, body ache, congestion, and chills, period. Today, patient was tested for COVID, strep, and flu. They were all negative, period. Last period was 2013. Surgery includes C-section times 2 and cholecystectomy. Family history, mom and dad are 91 years old, and they're healthy. There's some diabetes in the family and a history of stroke from other relatives, period. Family. A colonoscopy was done in 2025. Mammogram, still not done. I gave another order today. Review system. She had hospitalization recently earlier in the summer with pneumonia. She's had history of palpitations. She's concerned about developing pneumonia. Has had some lymphadenopathy in her neck. Has had some fatty liver that she's been taking some different medications for. Wants to be checked for. She also has obesity. She weighs 209 pounds, and she's tried different modalities to lose weight. She's considering GLP-1s. Has had no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsions. Medication that includes Effexor, 75 milligram non-XR once a day, Synthroid 100 milligram a day. Patient also at one time stopped taking all her thyroid medication. She had severe leg pain, arm pain, bloating, nausea, vomiting, hair loss, and other symptoms. But as soon as she's back on her Synthroid, she's doing well. It's time for her blood work, including TSH, to be done. On exam, 209 pounds, down 2 pounds, 98, temperature 95%, 20/69, 142 over 83, heart positive, one positive, two lungs, clear TMs, red, pushed in pharynx, red and inflamed, logical, non-focal, skin shows, the right low extremity shows, trace edema. Number one, symptoms are consistent with laryngitis, negative COVID, flu, and strep. Number two, treat with Rosephine gram, now next with dexamethasone, 10 milligram now, not for laryngitis, but for symptoms of early sinusitis. Next number is ZPAC, next number is Metronidazole, next number is Ronfen for cough. Next number, low thyroid. Next one is check TSH. Next one is anxiety. Next one is palpitation. Next one is echocardiogram shows no change. Next one is continue with Effexor 175 milligram once a day. Next one is continue with Synthroid 100 microgram a day. Next one is yearly mammogram ordered again. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck for obvious reasons. Next one is carotid stenosis, minimal change. Next one is fatty liver, actually looks improved with liver supplementation. Next one is I agree with patient needing to lose weight, diet and exercise discussed. Next one is obesity. Next one is palpitation, multifactorial, most likely related to her anxiety. Next one is arm pain and leg pain. Non-multifactorial as well, with no sign of DVT or PVD. Next one is cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next one is not interested in sleep apnea workup at this time. Next one is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office and giving patients instruction how to use her medication. Thank you.